Infrastructure Australia's priority list no longer includes future stages for the Sunshine Coast Rail Line or the Mooloolah River Interchange, and both our Mayor and Deputy Premier say it's unacceptable. The body provides advice to the federal government, and in this new list, only 7 of the original 29 Queensland projects remain. Jared Blay, who is also the local member for Kawana, says he's since written a stern-worded letter to Federal Infrastructure Minister Catherine King.
How on earth can you not have on your Infrastructure Australia priority list future stages of this vital public transport corridor to connect the Games, the Athletes Village in Maroochydore, through Kawana, through Caloundra, and ultimately to Brisbane? It beggars belief and makes no sense why the Federal Labor Government would take these priority projects off these lists for funding in the future.
A Sunshine Coast mum accused of poisoning and torturing her baby is due in court from custody in Brisbane today. The 34-year-old is said to have used social media to document her daughter's declining health and to drum up financial support. She's expected to apply for bail. The Life Flight rescue helicopter has come to the aid of a bushwalker in the Sunshine Coast hinterland. The man, aged in his 50s, slipped and fell into a rocky crevice on Saturday. The group he was with then forced to activate an emergency beacon to get help. The chopper winched the man on board. He was then flown to Skoo in a stable condition. And there'll be a few nervous and excited households across the coast this morning as thousands of students prepare to go back to school. 570,000 will go to state schools across Queensland, while 320,000 have chosen Catholic or independent education. This week also marks the official opening of the Sunshine Coast's newest college at Bells Creek. Notre Dame College will welcome students in years 1, 2, 3 and 7 tomorrow, but is holding a sneak peek or preparation day for its preps today. And remember, Sunshine Coast Police are reminding motorists that school zones are back in session.